Nobody takes you seriously as a scientist when they also think you're a crazy cat lady. But really, all 9 of these cats are for research purposes. Well, mostly research purposes. Isn't that right, Mr. Cuddlebutt? We managed to get in some sort of time between my scientific studies, don't we? Sorry, that's not helping my reputation, is it? What will help my reputation is the completion of my research. Cats and cat ladies have forever been given a bad reputation because of that parasite, toxoplasmosis. Many cats carry it. And when it passes into humans, they say it makes women more promiscuous or apt to take risks. Or that it makes us crazy. It's mostly superstition. An old wives' tale, if you will. I'm infected. And look at me. But there's maybe a little truth to it, though. So that's where my research lies. But you know that, don't you? You're my research assistant. Well, today is your first day. But you must have read some of my research papers. I was published. You may have read me on Facebook or Tumblr. And I have about 1 million tweets. At least, you know, the ones that you didn't delete. See, it's all about undoing these alleged effects of the parasite in humans. They're just being used by cat haters around the world to further their agenda. You'd know this if you had read my research, but the answer isn't to cure the cats. They're okay with the parasite. As they are right now, they're perfect. Perfect. Get it? Right. Moving right along. I've developed a retrovirus that will introduce elements of feline DNA into areas of junk DNA in humans. It should have no outward physical effect on humans, but it will cause a parasite to behave in its human host just as benignly as it does in a cat. Is it ready for testing? Not exactly, but that's not going to stop me. I prepared 2 syringes, each one with a dose of the retrovirus. Now, this is where you come in. What? No! I'm not going to test this on you. I'm going to test it on myself. Even if it doesn't work, I'll be that much closer to my kitty friends. But I kind of have a thing about needles, so I need you to be the one to inject me, and I need you to put it in my butt. What, could it not be any more clear? Put it in my butt. What could be misunderstood about that? Put it in my butt. I really don't get... Oh, okay. I need you to insert the needle of the syringe into my posterior. The muscles of the gluteus maximus, to be very precise, because I guess precision is kind of important because we're doing science. Of course this is ethical. You know what's not ethical? People who fucking hate cats. We're just working to take care of the last possible reason for hating cats. So if you don't mind terribly, I'm just going to lift up the skirt and pull down my panties just a little bit. I trust you've given an injection before. Just apply some alcohol to the site first. And, well, don't get the wrong idea, but I found it works best if you slap my ass first and then put the needle in while it's still stinging from your hand. I won't even know. Ah! Ow! Hey! Oh, God, ow. You could have at least let me finish explaining first. But, is it done? Did you get all of it inside of me? Good. Okay, good. I didn't feel that needle at all. Although I think you may have left a mark, but sacrifices have to be made for science and cats. I think it's starting to affect me already. I'm starting to feel warm. The retrovirus is designed to be extremely fast-acting. It's already overwhelming my immune system. And injecting feline DNA into my own DNA strands, just as surely as you injected the retrovirus into me. God, I think you smacked my ass harder than I thought. It feels funny. Although, not where you slapped it. Well, wait. Is that a bump? What is that growing out of my butt? Can you take a look for me, please? This doesn't sound right. A tail? An honest to God cat's tail growing out of my bottom, or at least right above it? I must have not designed the retrovirus to target the right part of the DNA, or those junk strands were not as junky as I originally thought. And now my head hurts. I could feel something changing. It's cat ears, isn't it? So now I have cat ears and a cat tail. This is totally fucking awesome. Hell yeah, I'm a cat girl. Talking about certain video. Oh my god, I should win a Nobel Prize for all of this. Am I adorable? Please tell me I'm adorable. Watch me wiggle my new tail around. Who's a mad scientist now, huh? Well, we have to celebrate. There's a bottle of champagne in the fridge here that I've been saving for a special occasion like this. It's right behind this container of fresh cat. Oh, fuck me. No, motherfucker, stay away from me, my catnip! I will claw you with my significantly sharper than normal fingernails. I can see infinity. It's all so clear now. This was the greatest mistake in the history of science. This was meant to be. I'm meant to unite the human and feline species in love and understanding. I'm to be the feline ambassador to the human race. I can do so much more as a cat girl than I could as a human. I can leave behind human morality and my human insecurities. I can be regal, capricious, just like a cat. But why hasn't this cured me of the effects of the parasite? My unnatural lustings, they're hardly gone. They're stronger than ever now. Maybe it's because the retrovirus didn't have the desired effect, or the catnip, or could I be in heat? Or maybe I just haven't gotten laid in a very long time. So, it looks like you're in the right place at the right time, and in the right ruggedly handsome body. You get to be the first man ever to actually fuck a real life cat girl. For science. I see a bit of hesitation in your eyes. You probably thought I might have been a little off before the retrovirus. Everyone thinks that. And I'm seeing things so much differently now. It must be a little overwhelming to you. But I know that I was attractive enough before the change. I can see how I look in the mirror now. I'm so glad. I could just about fuck myself. But I can't. But you could. And you can. We can be partners in this research. And the fame and glory it will bring us. And we can be partners sexually as well. I can smell now that you're a compatible mate. And it's not like you could get away. I move much faster now, with cat-like reflexes. You didn't even see me grab that second syringe, did you? I'm not saying I'm going to use it on you. You really couldn't stop me. I could inject you with this and make you into the first cat boy. Then you'd be certain to mate with me. But I kind of like you how you are. As a woman, I kind of fell for you when you walked into this lab. And as a cat, I kind of fixated upon you after the change, and I can tell you're turned on by the idea of having sex with me, especially as I run the end of my tail up and down that bulge in your pants. Oh, and another reason to keep you fully human. Male cats have barbed penis. I'm kind of worried a catboy would, too. But if that's what I need to put up with to get you to fuck me, then, you know, I could always inject you. You don't want that, do you? But you do want me. You already injected me once, didn't you? Well, now you get to do it again. Except this one won't hurt, will it? Although you can still slap my ass first if you want. Let me help you pull those pants down. I'm still learning how to use this tail, but I think I could be of some assistance. I trust the tail more now than I do these fingernails. Oh, nice. Neither my eyes nor my tail light about that bulge. Now it's my turn. Let me turn around and lean over this table. None of the equipment falling to the floor is of any consequence anymore. My skirt already rides high up on me now, with me bent over, and with the tail, all you have to do is pull down my panties. Now that I'm a cat, do I have a different pussy? I guess you wouldn't know what it looked like before, but I expect you to familiarize yourself with it now. You've doubtless had a reasonable sample size of other human pussies. Look at it carefully and tell me if it looks okay to you. It does? Good. Now touch it. Caress it. Ah, yes, like that. Does it feel normal to you? Or at least good? Good. Good. Now we need to move on to more invasive testing. I need you to put your cock inside of my cat girl pussy. It's okay, we're doing it. We're doing Nobel Prize work here. Move up behind me. Sorry, I'll try to keep the tail out of the way. It's just as excited as I am to have you and me. See how it wraps around your waist, trying to pull you into me? Don't make my tail or me wait any longer. This feels so good, so much better than when I was a human. I'm so much more sensitive now. Oh, throughout my entire body, but especially there. Does that part feel normal enough for you? I haven't changed too much, have I? I'll take the fact you're still fucking me as a yes. Driving that non-barbed penis of yours into me with slow and powerful movement. My tail wrapped around you as tightly as your hands are wrapped around my waist, both working together to help you fuck me into the sexy cat girl body of mine. This is more intoxicating than the catnip. Then the thought of my research being vindicated. All I can think about now is our bodies joined so intimately, so perfectly as man and woman, man and cat girl. The only thing that could be more perfect would be when we come. Much more incentive to fuck me even harder, did you? You want to come as much as I do. You need to come, and I need to see if Catgirl feels an orgasm like a human woman. So don't hold back. Don't you dare hold back. If all sex feels like that as a cat girl, I'm in for a real treat. All women are, once I release my research and commercialize it. But it's going to require a lot more testing, I think. A lot of exhaustive and very exhausting testing. Do you think you can keep it up? Oh, don't just tell me you can. Show me.